the Bible, all my steps enlighten. Teach me the danger of the ground below. That lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall brighten. That light alone the path of peace can show.
The Madisonville Church of Christ, located at 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, invites you to join them for another edition of What Does the Bible Say? A program of biblical questions and answers presented each week at this time. And now, your host and preacher for the Madisonville Church of Christ, Russell Klein.
Hi there. My name is Russell Klein, and this is What Does the Bible Say? A weekly program of biblical questions and answers brought to you by the good folks at the Madisonville Church of Christ. Welcome to our broadcast. I hope that you'll enjoy the time that you spend here with us as we seek together answers to your questions about God's holy word. The question that I have to deal with this morning is one that was asked of me not long after the assassination of Mr. Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk was a public figure, someone that was widely known throughout the country and throughout the world, and his death definitely shocked many, many people in our society. And people have questions that have arisen as a result of that assassination and the events that that led up to it. Some of you may know this, some of you may not know this, but Charlie Kirk was a man who received many threats against his life and against the lives of his family, his wife and children. So many threats that he, or at least his company, had hired him more than one bodyguard to protect him when he is when he was out in public, just like on the day in which he was shot. The thing is that if somebody really means to do you harm, then they will do you harm, no matter what precautions you might take against it. You know, things like bodyguards and carrying a weapon and whatnot, that really is more of a deterrent than anything else. Now, of course, if you have a weapon and you pull it out and decide to use it, then it becomes more than just a deterrent. But the idea is that for somebody to want to come after you through all of your security measures, that person is unhinged. That person is not going to be stopped quite so easily. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Before I get into answering the question that I've got for today, I do want to take this time to invite you and your family to come to our annual gospel meeting at the Madisonville Church of Christ. It will be starting very soon. The first day of it will be on Sunday, November the 2nd. That morning, we will have our regularly scheduled Bible study, followed by our regularly scheduled worship service. Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we will have our regularly scheduled evening service. And then on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 7 p.m. each time, we will be beginning a series of three evening services. Now, our guest speaker this year for the gospel meeting is a very good friend of mine, Brother Gary Knuckles. Brother Knuckles has been the preacher at the Bryansburg Church of Christ in Marshall County, Kentucky, for well over 30 years now. I know that I've been here for 30 years, since 1995, and he's been in Western Kentucky longer than that. So he is a man with a great deal of experience, a man with a great deal of biblical knowledge, and a great talent for being able to explain it to those who hear his preaching. So please come and visit us at the Madisonville Church of Christ, November 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, at the times that I specified. If you want more information, give us a call. Our number is 270-821-3544. And then also, to all of the ladies in the listening audience today, I would like to encourage you to come to our annual Ladies' Day at the Madisonville Church of Christ. That's going to take place on Saturday, November the 1st. Okay, so it'll be the day before our gospel meeting starts. The speaker at this year's Ladies' Day is a woman named Lori Dubree. I hope I got that correct. Sister Dubree is going to be speaking here in Madisonville for the first time, and she's got an outstanding topic picked out. And if you have any questions, if you need any more information, give us a call. That number again, area code 270-821-3544. And remember, the Ladies' Day is for ladies only. The gospel meeting, of course, is appropriate for every member of your family. So I hope that you will want to come and visit us. I hope that you will come and visit us, and let the Lord make a difference in your life. All right, now, having gotten that out of the way, let's get into today's question. And today's question concerns the issue of the Christian and self-defense. And basically, does the Bible permit Christians to defend themselves and or their loved ones from being attacked? Now, there is, of course, a very strong sense in which the Bible encourages those of us who serve the Lord to be pacifistic. That is to say, we don't go around starting fights with people. We don't go around the community provoking arguments with people. We speak in a loving and kind way that encourages, that builds bridges of fellowship rather than dashing them to pieces. That's one important thing to remember about the idea of Christians as pacifists. A Christian should never be the one who starts a fight. A Christian should not back down from a fight, necessarily, but a Christian should not be the one who starts the fight. Now, I've known of many situations where there were people who were studying their Bible really for the first time in their lives, and they're just beginning to understand and get an inkling of what the gospel message was all about. And they become a little confused by some of the things that the Bible says, especially with regard to Christians not being violent people, but then also other passages that seem to suggest that Christians have a right to defend themselves, which I believe the Bible asserts that we do. When it comes to persecution, because of who we are, because of our faith, well, that's a different kind of matter. That is a matter in which we are not supposed to resist. We are supposed to be like Jesus, as a lamb that is dumb before his shearers. So Jesus was. He didn't try to make excuses for himself. He didn't try to argue his case. He was an innocent man, and he was being put to death, and he had to be put to death in order to make it possible for all of humanity to be saved. At any rate, the idea of Christians as being pacifists, as I said before, I believe that relates to religious persecution. You know, if a man will smite you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. You know, the idea of turning the other cheek is the idea of not resisting. The one who has slapped you has done so because you are a Christian. And, well, if that's all we're guilty of, then we should not resist. We must not resist. We must do as Mahatma Gandhi instructed the Indian people to do when they were resisting British colonialism. He said to them, "You will shame them into doing the right thing." And indeed, that is one of the things that the Bible indicates that Christians are supposed to do. In Romans chapter 12, it is indicated that if we are good to our enemies, instead of treating our enemies the way they treat us, we will astound them. They will not be able to handle the good things coming into their lives. And if we can demonstrate to them the goodness of God, well, that might be just what they need to give them the nudge that they need to change their lives for the better. Now, you might even ask the question, is it okay for a Christian to own a gun? I believe that it is. And I believe there is a biblical precedent for it in Luke chapter 22. Beginning with verse 35, Jesus said to his disciples, "When I sent you without money bag, knapsack, and sandals, did you lack anything?" And they said, "Nothing." Then he said to them, "But now, he who has a money bag, let him take it. And likewise, a knapsack. And he who has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say to you that this which is written must still be accomplished in me." And he was numbered with the transgressors. "For the things of things concerning me have an end." The idea here in what Jesus is saying is that before he taught his disciples to rely completely on God, he's saying to them, now you're going to go into the world and you're going to have to rely a little more on yourselves. So when you go, bring money with you. When you go, bring plenty of supplies with you. If you don't have a sword, well, then sell something and go and buy one. That's the same as owning a gun in the modern era. You don't have a deadly weapon? Well, you go out there and make sure that you get one. Now, in the next verse, verse 38, they said, "Lord, look here, are two swords." And he said, "It is enough." The idea is not that Christians are supposed to be armed to the teeth and intimidating to others, but that Christians are authorized to have the wherewithal that they need to protect themselves from those who would try to do them harm and who would try to harm their family. I am very sorry about this, but we are out of time for today. Thank you for tuning in, and may God bless you as you study his word.
Questions and comments to be answered on What Does the Bible Say? Should be sent to What Does the Bible Say? In care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, 42431. Or you may call the church directly at 821-3544. You are invited to attend the services of the Madisonville Church of Christ, Sunday morning Bible study at 9:30 a.m. with worship following at 10:30. Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7. We hope that this morning's program has been informative and uplifting to you. Tune in next week for more questions and answers on What Does the Bible Say?